Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Cause it was so beautiful.
Oh, it's nice.
Baby, 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 oh baby, twice, baby, baby. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined this evening. I know some of you were looking for my esteemed partner, J-Rob the Wise Son. However, he's not here tonight. But joining me in the Get Down studio tonight is none other than Epiphany's own La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Poetic. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I hope everybody didn't mind the music because we're doing it a little sexy tonight. So I hope the music was okay for everybody. What you think? Everything was all right for everybody?
Sure. It couldn't get no better than what you did. So, yeah, I don't think anybody minded. I enjoyed it.
I'm so glad. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online and you desire to be a part of the Get Down program tonight, please dial in 319-527-6300 and please press 1 to join us and get down with us. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Oh, I got mine. I always got mine on.
Yeah. Baby. And
speaking,
let's give a shout out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio as well as Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. This is what I want y'all to do. Go ahead, hit him up in his inbox. I want y'all to flood his inbox and say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Or flood his inbox and tell him, hey, I need me some Raw Links. But you can't let him get off scot-free. You got to tell them you want yours customized. Because
yeah.
I hear these customized pieces. I mean, he customized a piece for me, and my God. Woo! La Pearl Negra, he customized a piece for you?
He has customized, I can't say hundreds, but a lot of pieces for me. And they are absolutely beautiful. I'm telling you. They won't be dissatisfied with what they get.
Y'all hear that? See? Get your raw links. Now, tonight's topic for poetry of the evening, or dare I say, anybody want to make a baby tonight? Anybody? Anybody want to make a baby tonight? Hey, I tell you what. How about we at least try to make a baby tonight? We ain't got to do any of that, but we can at least try. We could try. But I'm curious. You know, we can make a baby. I mean, y'all heard the songs. Uh-huh. That was baby-making music, y'all. I mean, La Pearl, what you think? Baby making music? What you think?
Definitely, absolutely baby making music. I don't know about making a baby, but yeah, you can have a lot of fun trying to make a baby. So yeah, absolutely baby making music.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, since we're being sexy tonight, I'm gonna let you go first tonight, ladies first. I'm gonna get out of the way, let the spotlight be on you, and
theme for tonight, y'all, is what is your favorite baby-making slow jam? So, La Perla Negra, what is your favorite baby-making slow jam?
Last night, me and my woman, we cried together. That is my all-time favorite make love, make baby music song. That is it right there. Yeah.
Right there. Mm-hmm. Well, hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second. I got a treat. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the Chocolate Boy Wonder, the Dark Knight himself, none other than the deeper shade of soul, that guy, that dude, J-Rob the Wise Son. What's up, bro?
Man, listen. There's an old saying in America that says whatever can go wrong will go wrong. You just hope that it don't go wrong when you're trying to do something for you. And unfortunately, when the devil is at work, he found his way to the Bronx. And
oh,
I want to apologize. I want to make you know I'm never missing the Get Down. But
that's all right. It's all right. We stalled, man. I played.
Hey.
Listen, J-Rob. I played some of the hottest baby making music songs you will ever hear.
Yes,
bro.
He did. And
you got Danielle. I mean, La Perla Negra. I mean, something sexy from Philly to sing a little something.
Did you hear me just stutter? Man.
Man, listen. Sounded like somebody that gave birth to something delicious on purpose.
So why, son, what we decided to do tonight, we decided to hold La Perla Negra hostage. I don't think we can have a baby-making slow jam show without somebody to make a baby with. How do you feel about that?
Listen, you know what makes that nice? We get to have a lady's perspective as it relates to baby making music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we get to talk to her. And the cool part is, man, she got to answer questions.
Yeah.
She got to tell us how.
Yeah.
What's she thinking? And what women might be thinking. Not that she has an answer for every woman, but she might be able to answer a little something for them ladies out there. On behalf of those ladies out there. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Van and I have always talked about a threesome with La Perla Negra. I like this. And what better way to have a threesome? And we have some baby making music threesome. Yeah, let's do that, Dave.
My man, I'm with you. Now,
La Perla Negra, I hope you don't mind.
She gave. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jay. My bad.
No,
my bad.
I'll say it. I hope she don't mind. I just hope she don't mind.
Why would
whatever
I mind?
Happens, don't blame us. Don't blame us.
Right.
What woman? Now, you got to be a woman about this. What woman wouldn't want to have a threesome with Poetic and J-Rob the Wise Son? Are you kidding me? No, I don't mind. Not at all.
Well,
get
listen.
You some peppermints, girl. It's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a long night. Dare I say, Jay, we got 3 hours long.
I ain't take my vitamins today. Oh my! But I'm gonna give it a try. I'm gonna give it
a full effort.
Yeah. So
mm-hmm.
Look at here. As we gonna move out the way because we liked your song selection, you know. Lord have mercy. mercy. So we're going to give you the mic and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Thank you. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This piece isn't about baby making or love making. This is actually about letting love grow. It's untitled. He gives of himself so beautifully and selflessly. But I understood from the start why he's a little protective of his heart. The last few he opened it to shattered it. And he wants to feel true, pure, real love. But he's scared. Scared I'll be just like the rest and it'll fail. So I keep telling him when he feels that way, don't be afraid of the way you feel. It's real love. And he takes a deep breath looking at me with curious eyes as if searching for slightly more reassurance, as if he's expecting me to turn and let him down. And every time he does, I tell him, don't you ever worry, 'cause I'm here for you. And that it is completely safe to lay your head on my pillow. Here, you can be yourself. So deep inside, I believe he knows that I am not the enemy. I'm his woman. I'm not here to put chains on him, but to free his heart. Because true love is freedom and breathing room. But I know that over and over again, heartbreak keeps pulling you in. And I'll admit that there are times this love I have for him, I'm giving to him, cries, longing for the universe to give me a pulse, steady and deep. Tell me one thing you want from me, but what I'd like to know, could a place like this exist so beautiful? Or is this a vision in my mind? Because I have waited lifetimes for him, to find him. And I get afraid to tell him that. I get afraid that one day he might just turn and break my heart. And that's that piece.
Well, son, you hear this? You hear this?
She's really making babies there.
I kind of love it when a woman starts off with foreplay.
I'm like, look at her, look at her.
Delicious.
Don't mind us. We just talking around.
Yeah, don't mind us.
I want to know. I just want to know what she was thinking about when she was writing like this, man. You know, like what was going through her head when she put pen to paper and started just scripting this.
Thank you. Same thing always going through my head.
What's that?
We're talking about you, man. We don't need your participation. This is us. This is us. This is us talking about you.
Right.
I'm gonna lay back.
Ain't no talking to threesomes, girl. You're the recipient. The two men have to get involved.
Right.
We're talking about you.
I just gonna say this.
Now, did she have heels on when she was writing this, man?
Bro, you see the way she was making that ink squirt? She made that ink squirt.
Was she half dressed, man? or was she a little dressed?
She was half dressed.
Half
dressed. Half dressed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
Yeah. This is some good stuff. Good stuff. Oh, hey, LaPearl.
I like
you. Welcome.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, LaPearl.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing just great. I'm in between two beautiful chocolate canes. I feel like stardust. It's being spread around.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yes, you are. I mean, yes, good evening.
Good evening. Well, Wise son, we're gonna come to you next. What is your favorite baby making slow jam?
Man, I don't even know if I have a favorite because there's so many out there that I
right. I'm like you, bro. I'm like you. But you gotta pick one. Just pick one. Just pick one for the night. Just pick one for the night.
Well, it would depend. If this is a woman that I just met, like at a party, like let's say LaPearl Negra was having one of her famous Philly joints, like they say. Is that, you know, they put the red light on and I met somebody at one of her joints. I was like, yo. Hopefully they would play Heat Wave so I could talk some shit in her ear while he's going, always and forever. So I would be like, you know, a little something like that. But then again, if this was someone that I was kind of familiar with because I saw her before at Mojave's joint, then it would be something like, you know, play another slow jam. But if I was in Baltimore, because my man Van was coming back home, and he said, yo, Jay, I got something happening. You got to come by the spot. You got to come check me out. Then, then I know once Van gave me the wink, and he's throwing that, dun, 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 dun.
Ooh.
I'd be like, wow. But then I know me. I'd have to come back to the Bronx and whisper to somebody special the lyrics to A House Is Not a Home.
Come on.
Like,
come on,
where you going?
Player?
Like, well, where you going? Like, she going back to her hotel. I'm like, well, so we're not going to dance in circles in my apartment to the sound of the dark moonlight. So, okay. No problem. So I'm going to have to listen to this Luther Vandross by myself. Then let's just kiss and say goodbye, if that's okay.
Wow.
Then it's in the pocket.
Boy.
I'm just saying.
Your inbox about to be flooded, but bro.
Yeah.
Hey, man, go ahead, man. Go ahead and get on down, bro. Take that mic, man. Take that mic and get on down.
Well, here's a question, man. Because you know, brother running late because of the devil. Was you able to spit this evening yet? Did I catch you?
I have not.
You know
carry
what?
On,
you know
brother.
What?
Carry on. You already know.
Let's do this. I'm going to, this piece is called The Act. Because I like to act up, if you know what I mean. So we're gonna play some slow act up music. How about that? We good?
We good, bro. Go ahead.
Better that. Let's get into the act. LaPearl Negra, just sit back and listen, baby. This one is for people in your circle.
Okay.
I want to slowly trace the contour of your skin lines with my fingertips. while Maxwell plays whenever sung from my lips. Just to encourage the satisfaction of your desire for physical touch, creating a level of intimacy that matches our communicated conversation so much. Kiss you on your neck, and then I want to hear you exhale as I locate those places on your body that will make you say, babe, anytime, any place, emphatically, just cause, like Janet Jackson, I don't care who's around. I just want to hear you making kind of sound. Because I've got that groan from boys to men, so I can please you until you say when. I mean, until you say, daddy, I want you. I mean, then go and make all your love-making dreams come true. Please come closer. I need you to know that I want to make your body smile as I crave the intimacy of your vocal octaves while I kiss the back of your neck again. Caress you from head to toe with no disrespect. I just want to hold captive the essence of your thoughts and have you express what you've been feeling so I can feel the depths of your healing, because I see you like Coco Jones sings in your visual presentation of your satisfaction. It's so sexy and, God, I want it. I want to feed you on the nourishment of your powerful affirmations, giving me rhythmic confirmation that your secret garden belongs to me and only me, while in Q's juke joint. I mean, I beg your pardon, because I only want to be locked up in the oasis of your waterfall where your red light special initiates a call into my TLC primal nature, but you've tamed me. In this moment, I'm a gentle creature. I want to make love to you. Like when our hormones go crazy under a sky that is blue. When the rain pours its approval upon us with your pheromones. But by your pheromones, it seems like we're already ready for us to go half on a baby. So come here and let's make a baby, or at least baby. Let's enjoy the act of our love. Yes, the act of us when we are making a baby to this kind of music. Get your sexy ass over here. Poem.
Yo. Yo. Whoo, that was exquisite, bro. That was exquisite. You did that.
What?
Right.
I didn't do
right
nothing.
There. You did that right there, bro. You did that right there, bro.
Mm. I ain't do nothing.
La Pearl of Nectar.
That is beyond panty dropper. That is. Let me ask you something, J Rob.
You can ask me whatever you want. Hold on, what you wearing first?
What am I wearing? Same thing I always wear: tank top and panties.
Girl, stop talking my language that Thursday night. You can ask whatever you want.
Does your neck hurt?
My neck never hurts when I'm in the middle of the throes of reckless passion. Endless desires that sound a whole lot like I wish I was born in Philly.
Well, I had to ask that because I had to ask that because all the panties that are sliding off and flying your way, I know you'd be ducking them all the time. I just had to ask that, you know. That's
Agreed.
You know, once or twice in a good year, somebody might say something sexy like, you know, they like my poetry, or they might say, I really dig what you had to say. But unfortunately, ever since I started getting gray hair, those kind of compliments come once in a blue moon. And if you live long enough to see blue moons, shit, you know they only come around once but so often. So I thank you. Mm-hmm. And whoever panties is trying to drop, stop being bashful and say hello to a brother. I will not bite unless you bend over, baby.
Woo! You
That's what I wanted to say.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh, Lord. That was absolutely exquisite. This black boudoir poetry is just, it hits you inside first, and then you feel it coming out to the surface of your skin and just tangling all over. Ooh, locked up into the oasis of your waterfall? I want to make love. Oh, I don't believe you about your inbox, but okay. And gray hair has nothing to do with it. Okay. Nothing.
Well, let me say this. I am overjoyed that you and other sisters and some brothers have gravitated to the Black Boudoir poetry series. It has really been a labor of love. And I'm humbled to no end that there are people like yourself who saw this for what it was, poetically speaking, and have assisted in giving the Black Boudoir poetry series some life and some love. And for those people who have never read any parts of it, I hope you get a chance to, because this is what romance is all about from a chocolate point of view. And I'm glad that you, La Perla Negra, have taken time to dive into it to see what it was and appreciate where I was going with it. So thank you.
You're welcome. But I'm not.
What say you, Van Meadows?
Hey, man. That was some good ink, bro. That's what that is right there. Man. You spit that with so much passion, too. I love it, man. I love it. Y'all hear it. You heard it.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little bit of help, but we'll talk about that later. I had a little bit of help.
What, from the stars?
Huh?
What, from the stars and the moon?
I'll explain later. But I'm glad y'all enjoyed that piece. I liked it. I like doing that piece. I really enjoyed doing that piece. So,
yeah, I enjoyed you doing that.
So, Van Meadows,
Wait.
We heard La Perla Negra.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to her spit some romantic poetry is like watching somebody erotically lick harps and still making it sound like music. So, brother,
ooh,
you
that
can.
Metaphor right there.
Yeah. The visual is what gets you, brother. But ain't no way we're going to do this. And we get to listen to her sound like a whole gang of angels playing with her hair and it coming out like poetry. And then I get to spit something that I love doing.
Yeah.
And we don't get to hear from the mind of a poetic. So, brother, Danielle, don't mind us. This is what we do on a regular basis. We haven't been able to get down for a minute, but this is what me and Van do. You know I love you, bro. So listen, do not deprive my eardrums. Do not deprive my heartbeat. Do not deprive my pen from appreciating what you do when you put pen to paper. Brother, what I'm trying to say is, would you please get on down?
Absolutely, bro.
And
so,
show us what is your favorite baby making slow jam.
You know, I've got several. But there are two that I'm going to mention. One of them happens to be Maxwell's Till the Cops Comes Knocking.
Really?
It's just something about leaving you locked up in a room, sugar, and lock you up in lust for days. You're going to be watching till the cops come knocking. And then you got this cut by this dude named Neo called Mirrors. That's a sexy song right there. Yeah. I mean, I could go on because I've got several. But those two right there?
Mirrors by Neo or Justin Timberlake?
Nah. Neo.
Okay. I have a question for you before you get to your peak.
Yes, sir.
Do you think there's enough baby-making music being played by today's artists or being created by today's artists? Or do you think that there's something lacking that they need to come back to? Because I have a theory. So after you do your piece, we can answer that. But I'm curious of your answer, but forget my curiosity. I need to hear the piece that you're about to spit. Because those are two good songs. And I'm going to put those on the event page because I like where your head is at.
Yeah.
But I repeat, brother, please, for the listening audience, get on down.
Well, let me do that. What do I need to do to get you to understand that you are the single most important romantic gesture I could ever have wanted to make happy? Can you hear the music? There are times that I want to turn off the lights and light a candle, swing you into my arms, and spend a couple of forever memorable moments with you that taste like tomorrow don't have to come, as long as we dance like this in circles with you. Until the sand in my hourglass empties, baby, can you feel the music? The aroma of heaven follows you, and as for me, I follow you too. Into forbidden romantic gestures that create smiles and lavish love notes that remind me of a tender love, waiting for the right moment to surrender. To you, asking you, can I have you? And whisper to you that I need you. Baby, please, please be the music. While that wax burns and piano scopes create mental memories of forever that you will continue to play long after we are gone. I want to create moments of love with you that remind you that whatever you do, there is someone waiting for you to create standstill moments that wait for your arms to unfurl, to just come in to be held tight while the rest of the world is in a haze. Because in your arms, you will never understand how I long for your love. How I long, 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 slow, deep, soft, wet kisses from you that last for about 3 days. Baby, let's make more music. Just me and you. More music. Poem.
Damn. I'm just sitting back like, well, damn.
Appreciate you.
Yo, man. Ladies first. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm about to say something. Ladies first. La Perla Negra.
You? Okay. Let me get myself together here because... Whoo, child. All right. You say you want to turn the lights off, light a candle, and swing you into my arms. and you want to create moments. And what is it that you exaggerated on long? You said it softer and longer. Long.
Yeah.
You know what? I have a side bang of my locks hanging, right? But I keep them up when I'm home in like a little ball. And when you exaggerated on that word long, and that last three that you said, my hair fell out. Lord. That was absolutely delicious. It was sweet. It was romantic. Oh my God. I'm just glad it's a mute button.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Look, my brother has this uncanny way of showing off when he feels like getting into it. And he's about a bad boy when he put pen to paper. Wicked.
That's you, bro.
Like Flavor
you,
Flav
you
said,
bad
wicked
boy.
Man. Wicked
you's
man.
A bad boy.
I enjoyed that a whole hell of a lot, sir.
Amen. I enjoyed that.
The energy you bring to this, and I just love how you put the. I'm hearing you, and you know, back in the day there was this song, that the chorus is like play another slow jam.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing you do this, and all I'm hearing is in the background, play another slow jam, this time make it sweet, on a slow jam, for my baby and for me.
Yeah.
And you're just going in with this piece, and all I'm hearing is the chorus. Bro, you did your thing on that. You did your thing on that.
I know your neck hurt, too. So.
No.
Okay.
She's like, if you say so. If you say so.
Right. And this threesome just getting started.
Yeah. You move your dreadlocks out the wings, girl. I like to watch.
Ooh, girl, Philly ain't that far.
J-Rob, you want to go ahead and break down the pieces, bro? You want to break it down for everybody?
Ladies and gentlemen, what you all have just witnessed in ear format was two pieces delivered by Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and yours truly, J. Rob, the Wise Son, reverse. And what I mean by in reverse, I spit Van's piece, and Van spit my piece. And in that piece, you'll listen to my brother do what he does best when he puts vocals to poetry. And it is my humble hope that you enjoyed what I was able to bring vocally to his poetry.
Yeah, you did that.
Welcome
did that without question.
To the baby making. Welcome to the Get Down in this baby making slow jam session. Get you a seatbelt if you ain't ready, because it's about to be on and popping. Thank you, Van. Thank you.
Thank
bro.
You, Jay. Thank you. Now that we've held everyone hostage, I say it's time that we start opening up these slug gates and see exactly who's ready to make a baby, or at least who's ready to enjoy the act of making a baby. First up on the mic, Ladies and gentlemen, I give you one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Miss VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Poetic. Hey, J-Rob. Hey, Diva.
Well, hello. Can I ask a question, Ben?
Go ahead, bro.
Miss VIP, are congratulations in order yet?
Next Saturday, yes.
Next Saturday. Let me say congratulations early, because I got a birthday card that had two last names on it, and I was like, well, all right.
I was practicing.
I can dig it. I just want to say congratulations, because I know next week all the songs that Van and I are going to play on the line tonight will be played that evening. So, again, congratulations, and all right.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
LaPearl?
Yes, darling. Diva?
Please say hello to our guest.
How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm wonderful. And yourself?
I am too. I'm trapped. I'm not even trapped. I'm staying right here.
Right now. There you go.
These two beautiful gods of men. Ooh.
Mm.
Oh, mercy. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying it, too, I'll say.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And so you should.
That part. Van Meadow, where you at, brother?
I'm right here, bro. Miss VIP.
Yeah.
Babe, what's your favorite baby-making slow jam?
Ooh-wee. It's a lot of them. However, if you will allow me to spit my piece, you'll find out what my favorite one is.
Oh, damn.
Well, let us get out the way.
Oh,
let
damn.
You go ahead and get on down. We got. Let,
oh, damn.
Move
there. Come on, move out the way.
I'm out the way. Get on down.
That's the pearl. Okay.
Thank you. Licking me seems to be his pastime. He says I taste like honey. So I drop to my knees, arch my back. When he enters me, I'll throw it back. Put it in reverse. He'll hit it so deep inside I know ecstasy is nigh. Feel me inside you, he whispers. He was so deep, kept hitting my spine. He took me so high, I swore heaven was around me. I closed my eyes and gold streaks flew. Ivory clouds touched my cheek. I opened my eyes to him staring at me. Then he said, I'm not through with you. Couldn't get any wetter, or could I? He slapped my ass. I got on my knees again. He held my face and fed me. The mirror showed someone I didn't know. I really was a freak, a vixen. I wanted our juices mixing. He removed himself and turned me around and said, put it in reverse. And I arched my back and put it back. That's that piece.
Ooh, baby, you was wrong for this one. Ooh, you wrong for this one.
Wow.
You wrong for this one, because I know this track right here.
Ooh. Wow. Hold on, Jay.
Hold on. You so nasty. Ooh. Go ahead, Jay.
Who sang this song?
Raheem DeBowen and Roxy Reynolds. Oh, we're making babies tonight for sure. Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
Oh no,
well,
I'm not
making babies. I'm going to ask.
No, bro, I'm smoking a cigar. Please don't mind me and don't look this way, because I'm. Oh my God.
My love.
I'm just playing with my nipple ring.
My love. Okay, okay, okay. LaPera La Negra, will you talk to your sister, please?
Eva, I love this thing about it. You said licking me seems to be his favorite pastime, and I want our juices mixed. He smacked you where and said what? Put it in reverse.
Back, throw it back.
Back in, girl, that was hot. Every time I go to put my hair back up, it falls right back down. Okay.
Well, thank you, Diva.
No, thank you, Lord. Y'all,
that was serious.
Wow.
Yeah, hot is what that was. Ms. VIP, Dynamite show last night. What you got going on, Epiphany Radio, please?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Savings Time, my beautiful diva and I, are in the erotic love zone. And, you know, we always tease y'all by delaying what the topic is until then we can have some fire pieces and some fun and some good music. So y'all come and join us. We won't bite Billy Diva.
Then I'm not coming through.
You know what, Diva? We forgot to thank a certain person for the topic that we had last night. That topic
I put inspired by poetic. I did, but thank you so much because very great topic.
Very.
Well, stay tuned. I got plenty more where that came from.
Oh, my. Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, it's my pleasure, but we're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so that we can see who else is trying to come through here and make some babies. But you
all
go
right
over there and take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, I bet.
Baby.
One love, one mic. One candle, one note at a time.
ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned
not
in to radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, y'all, is the Get Down. And as you can see, the shenanigans is here tonight because we are in baby-making music mode. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 when you get here. I mean, if you'd like to make a baby or just enjoy the act. Next up on the mic, we got the music maestro himself, C-34 Music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, broski?
Hey, how are you? How are you, J-Rob? And how are you, La Perla Negra? Great poetry that you both done.
Thank you. Doing good, bro. Yes.
Thank you, brother. Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Indeed. Yes, 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 yes.
Good to hear you, bro.
Thank you. I mean, I didn't want to miss this one because it's almost the end of the year. So let's see what we
got. Yeah, absolutely, bro. We'd have had to send out the party for you, man, if you'd have missed this one.
Yeah. You couldn't do that. Plus, it's sleeting over here. So I'm inside. So we're good.
My man. Okay. All right. All right. Well, since we happen to have La Perla Negra with us this evening, we're going to let her talk to you.
Okay.
How you doing, C-Double?
I'm doing quite well. How are you?
I'm awesome, actually. I'm really enjoying myself. Yes, yes, yes. But as you heard, this is all about baby making slow jams. And we want to know, what's your favorite baby making song?
You already know I have so many. And I know Poetic would think I would go Mint Condition, but not this time. The one that I have in mind goes like this. Turn the lights down low. Baby, please come closer. I want some of your love tonight.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I think y'all know what that one is.
Yeah. I definitely know what that one is. I definitely know what that one is. Baby, tease me tonight. Yeah. Ooh.
I wanna love you all over,
Damn, y'all sound good.
Yeah. Hold on, C-Dub. Hold on, C-Dub. Hold on, bro. Hold on, bro. Hold on.
Come over here, baby. Can I just touch you? Come here, baby. You kiss me.
Boy, the clothes is off before he even get to singing, bruh.
You were supposed to let that play until the beginning of the song.
Bruh, the clothes is off. We get to singing. They already off.
I just remember the back seat of a car back in South Carolina with that song.
My God. Lord have mercy. Whew. I'm sorry. I had to let that breathe for a minute because the significance of that song is. Okay, La Perla Negra, go ahead. Finish talking with my brother.
I'm trying to get myself together here, but as my two gentlemen that I'm having this threesome with. We're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Well, thank you. This piece I wrote today and it's called Forget the Candlelights, It's You I Want. I'm not into being manipulated, so leave the witchcraft alone. You don't have to tease me tonight, and please, don't turn the lights down low. I want to see everything. This is not the time to put me under your possession. Just be smooth as silk so I can lose control. I hope you understand I want to escape into your softest place on earth. Can you stand the rain from my waterfalls as you become weak at the knees as my sister with voices? I'll make love. I be your comforter after you come and talk to me. See, let's forget the candle lights in you can be the fire and desire as you make me smile. Like you're my first love coming my way forever, for always, because this bed is too big for me to be here all alone. So shh, break it down. Say yes as I flow to your poetry through the whispers that brings us to a climax. Damn, I miss you. I will usher myself into your body nice and slow while you tell me what you want to do with me. And would you mind coming closer than close under this sexual seduction? See, when love calls your name between the sheets, you're going to know what good love feels like. In short, we don't need the gimmicks like knocking boots. We don't need to resort to fancy presentations like having the music queued up, because, baby, I'm in the mood to explore that secret garden you call paradise. You're so fine in that red dress, fishnet black pantyhose, and those pretty brown eyes. I don't want, and I don't need, for candlelights and demonic spirits to mess up my groove with you. I want to make love to you with intentions and purpose until we let me ride inside your love so you remember that I'm the only one you know that be stroking. Put me in your mix. Poem.
Whoo!
Wow.
La Pearl, that negra, please, please.
Out of all the songs and the nostalgia, the one that I got stuck on, the fishnet, black pantyhose, the big legs, show through them holes, the fishnet, that used to be my song. I love that song. Yeah. The piece was awesome. I love how you just have this natural way of fitting songs in there with, it's like it's effortless. Where I would have to put forth a whole lot of effort just to figure out what I would write before and after I put a song in there. That was awesome. Awesome. Poetic.
Thank you.
Wow.
Man. First of all, I love the piece. I love the piece. There was a song that you put in here, and I was like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't. Sensual Seduction, bro? Snoop, really?
What?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Bruh. Yes. I heard it. I was like, no, he didn't. But well-placed. Well-placed. And I love the songs that you put in here, man. There were so many, man. I was like, man, this guy right here, man. Smooth. Smooth. Why, son?
This cat spits this kind of poetry like melted chocolate and caramel heated in the same bowl and drips slowly in anticipation of what that might do to some woman's taste buds. Brother, oh brother, it's a dope-ass piece.
Thank you very much. I was listening to the slowed down version of Shantae Moore and Keith Washington's Candlelights in You, which is going to be the basic track I'm sampling.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a beautiful
so
track
I had
right there.
Choose. Yeah. Yes, definitely. Well, it's better than it's better than I Ain't Gonna Bump No More with No Big Fat Woman.
Yeah, let's not do that.
All right, bro.
Yeah.
Man, we're going to get you up to the dance floor, man. We appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. We love it, man. We love it. And one love, one mic, bro.
Hey, one love, one mic. Happy New Year 20 and Michael Jordan.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother C-Double-34 Music on his way to the dance floor. Let's keep this party going. Oh, man. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we got Mr. Tuesday Night here on Epiphany Radios, a.k.a. Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Mojave. What's good with you, Hive?
What's going on, Brody? What's happening?
How you feeling, bro?
You know, just relaxing, chilling out, chilling. As much as I can tell. As much as I can do.
Glad you're chilling out with us,
hey.
Bro.
Hey, hey.
What's happening? It is the Mr. Marcus of poetry.
Oh,
it is.
I ain't finished yet.
It is Mr. Marcus of poetry.
No, not
it's, Mr. Marcus. It's the John Holmes of the ink pen. What's that movie? It's Mr. Mo Better Blue.
Wow.
Spider. It is that guy. That man, let me tell you, this cat is so dope. Microphones ask him for permission to turn on.
Wow.
Mosquitoes don't bite him out of pure respect. Sharks have a week dedicated to him. I'm simply saying, ladies and gentlemen,
not one asshole.
Welcome to the Get Down.
Wow.
Mojave.
Wallet. What's really?
Really, cousin?
Van Metal.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. Lord, just to let you know how cool my cousin is, once upon a time a rattlesnake bit him, and after 5 days of excruciating pain, the snake finally died.
Oh, shit.
My cousin is so dope, his passport doesn't even have a photograph.
Wow.
My cousin is so cool, he gave my father the talk.
Wow.
That's serious, bro.
Wow.
That's serious,
damn.
Bro.
I'm just saying. Really? My cousin is so cool, his feet don't get blistered. His shoes do.
Damn.
You know what?
Van, you'll appreciate this. My cousin is so cool, he can speak Russian in French.
You know what? I just would like to know whatever it is that you have been vibed before coming to the show.
Last one. My cousin Van is so cool that my cousin's tears can cure cancer.
Oh, wow.
But it's too bad that my cousin don't cry. Too bad my cousin don't cry.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
That one time when my cousin missed the Pope kissed his ring. That's how cool my cousin is.
Well, thank you.
You have my express.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man. I'm done, man. Go ahead.
Wow. You done?
Please.
You done? You done?
I'm done. I love my cousin. I'm just trying to tell you how cool my cousin is.
It's all good. Brother Mojave.
Oh, your cousin love you.
Brother Mojave. Good brother Mojave. With all the love that has been showered upon you, brother, what is your favorite baby-making slow jam, bro? Oh, Lord.
I'll make you that. Maybe this.
Oh, yes.
Maybe this.
But they don't know about that track right there. They don't know about that track right there, Javi. They don't know about that one. They don't know about that one, bro.
You know,
You better let that play.
Just one time. You know.
Why you change it, bro?
Oh, my bad. Okay. I was trying to do that, but you know, if you want me to go back to that, I can go back.
Oh, when I think of you, I can't see you like home. The other girls I knew that I didn't treat right, but there are times.
Sometimes you need what you need. But you know, but more importantly, you know, I'm a real music soul type dude. You know. Something smooth, exquisite.
Shawty, tell me what's on your mind. I promise to try to do what I can do to change the way you feel inside. Ain't nobody here but you and I, so you don't have to hide.
Or, you know, if I'm feeling a little bit dirty.
Wow.
So mainly,
all right, Javi, we get it, bro. You got a lot of them in your arsenal.
I know. It's getting a little late. You know.
See that? We played that at the top of the show. That one. Whew, Lord, have mercy. But the Jodeci one that you played, bro, that's I'm not taking my Tims off, baby making.
Nah, you can't take the Tims off. You got Tims on for that.
Keep the Tims on when you're playing that one.
You got to keep it on.
Stay back, baby.
Okay. I see you. Cuzzo got a question for you because you got the arsenal, and we know how cool you are. But what that poetry do though?
Let's get it.
Okay, you said what, Sam? I'm sorry.
I said we know you got the arsenal. But what does that poetry do, though?
Oh, okay. I got something.
I say good day, sir.
Matter of fact,
I say good day.
I say good day, sir. Matter of talking about poetry, you know, I like, well, I'm doing my own, drop, like, like the drip, but I'm calling it the drop screwed versions of certain songs, to match up, I'm calling it the King Drip remix on this particular song, once the sample lights goes by. Okay, now, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Go ahead and get on down.
I am thinking of the way that you purse your lips before you kiss me, the joy in your eyes when you see me, much like the sunshine that comes when I think of you, got me wanting to kiss you on your neck, sit you on my lap, let me sup on you, taste you, touch you, till you feel me deeply. I am over here dreaming of you. My hands are a poor substitute for your touch, and I'm making them dance to the memory of you. My fingers are not nearly electric or as yours or adept, causing my aura and chakra to chroma sunspots at midnight, flamingo sketches, blowing horns that make us horny, a love supreme, learning that the real intimacy spiritually is the way that we connect and align, sky fight, and find each other in exchange sublime. It's the way that you write me, script me with your hips, brush with cutis, Isis, my Osiris, orgasmic hieroglyphs, currents of now wetness, swift, whisper me, hear me utter your name under low and passionate breath, the way that you have your way with me. Your kiss, your smile, your energy, how you cover me in such a way that your voice comforts me, makes me stand tall and proud, gets me in my feels, feeling the love that you generate and radiate, waking me up with you on my mind, the smile on my heart. Indeed, I'm in need. I miss you, my love, your warmth, the way that you meditate over me, push my chakras, push your love, your yoni energy, keeping me enthralled, whispering your spirit like a melody, how my heart dances for you, foxtrots, my heart dances for you, foxtrots, waltz, merengue, you kiss with lips shaped like they were made for me, hug like you were breathing air next to me, making dreams true like sunrises are orange red, scarlet sighs that happen to be blue. All the thoughts of missing you. You're the part that completes my whole, the rhythm of soul. Heat I feel in a world so cold. I wear your touch bold, emblazoned in my eyes a throne, and there you are seated, regal in my mind's eye, adorned with love. Fly. We speak the language of the spirits, you fly. And when I enter into you, you feel incredible. You envelop me, devour my lust, fashion the passion, the sweet droplets resembling rain on twilight-hued skin, the light of sin. I will never be innocent. I'm creeping guilty through pleasure. Your tongue is this silent measure, measuring in licks, ounces of flesh, its pound, angry climaxes scream like petals whistling from our kindling. Baby. If you're willing to teach, I'm willing to learn. Allow me to earn you. Spend quality time. Have my arms hold all of your currency fully. Allow me to taste the richness of your skin. You are never ending. It's where we begin.
Well, all right. Woo. La Pearl, La Negra.
Javi, you know what? You do it every time. Your voice, it's like you, Jesus, your voice and your words, they're so gentle, but they're sexy and they are beautiful and they just draw you in. And what was that about the legs being made for you or shaped for you? What the? Lord have mercy on my soul. That was absolutely beautiful. Even at the most raunchiest pieces that you've done, it still sounds absolutely beautiful. I love this piece. I do. Damn. What?
Yo. Hey, man, this is a fire piece right here. The music was great. You know, your delivery as always, your cadence. Hey, man, definitely a baby making music worthy piece, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank Why, you. Son?
Y'all be thinking I'm just telling jokes when I tell y'all how cool my cousin is. He does pieces like this, and it just solidifies what I'm saying. I write good poetry. My cousin writes absolutely phenomenal poetry and gives me reasons to strive for better when I think about writing the stuff I write. This was absolutely exquisite. And another reason why me and my pen need to have some longer conversations. Outstanding ink. Outstanding ink. Salute.
You're going to make me cry.
If telling you the truth is going to make you cry, then you better tear up because I ain't going to stop telling you the truth.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right. Man, before we usher you over to the dance floor, good brother, let everybody know what you got jumping off in Epiphany Radio.
That's a good question. That's a good question. You know, it's the break. Hold on. Wait a second. The next piece on Epiphany Radio evening. Up there in Canada. We have no thing to say there, but I'm pretty sure we'll figure it out by tomorrow at the station manager's request. However, in the new year, for the 5 seasons coming up, the first season of the new year in 2023, we have Mr. Wallace Green himself, rocking down to the front. And Corbin,
Abby, we can't hear you, bro. Can't hear you. We can't hear you. Turn the music down a bit.
I'm sorry. I said we have Mr. Wallace Green rocking out with us on Flash Week. On the first year. And then we have an incredible show, War Council, that follows, of course, Honey Dripper 3, Honey Dripper 3.0, because we go into 2023. And, third season of Honey Drippers. Wow. The third season. Wow. Okay. But, you know, and then we are going to have a special Marvel versus DC following to January. We are going to fight with everybody. We are going to line up the different slates of what is coming out, and we are going to compare, yeah, I say it, Black Adam versus Wakanda Forever. It's going to be the ugliest Marvel versus DC podcast that we've done yet. Expect a lot of yelling, a lot of fighting, a lot of sighing. Middle fingers will be thrown, cusses will be said, but it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a lot of fun. And, of course, we will have Mr. Paul Kane there to yell at everything.
My man.
I was like, hey, why you bring Paul on? Because he yells all the time. We just love it when he yells. It's important. It's important to the podcast. It's important to Marvel versus DC. So that's what we're doing. Is that good, sir?
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And we can get you over to dance floor. Thank you for coming through. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, Mojave, one love, one mic, bro, and take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
All right, we're going to keep this party moving. Next up on the mic, area code 912. Go ahead and let us know who we got on the mic.
Mother of Dragons.
I mean, I know it was you, but I just wanted J-Rob to get a thrill.
How you doing, bro?
How y'all doing?
Doing great, honey. How are you?
I'm doing. I'm trying to make it for the holidays. I'm happy to be off for the holidays. That's a great thing about that. Yes. How are y'all two young gentlemen doing for tonight?
Doing good. Why, son? You okay? You all right?
I'm sitting here just enjoying the melody of the voice of Mother of Dragons, a.k.a. Miss Coco. Hey, Coco.
Hey.
This guy.
How you doing, LaCroix and Negra? How you doing?
Good, Diva. How you doing?
I am doing great. I'm a little tipsy. I'm enjoying my holidays.
Oh,
and this
shit.
You little tipsy, man.
Oh,
So wait. I think I know the answer, but I gotta ask. Is it your turn to ask, Vid, or is it mine? Or do we pass it to LaPrella Negra just to be nice to the lady?
God darn it. No, J. Rob, it happens to be your turn.
Oh.
Hey, Coco. Hey. Baby, boom. Girl, and you tipsy too, baby. Boom, girl.
Yes.
If Christmas don't come early in the Bronx.
I'm sorry. I'm pinching my nipple ring again while I'm talking to you. I'm sorry. My bad.
I heard you tipsy and you told a chocolatey girl. Let me tell you.
But I digress. I'm just gonna stand here and play with my ring. I would like for LaPrella and Negra to introduce you to the topic, because two women talking this sexy shit. Don't mind me and Van. Van, mind your business. Go ahead, LaPrella. Talk to her. Go talk to her. Ask her. Go ahead, talk to her. Ask her.
I'm minding.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Go ahead, talk to her. Go ahead, talk to her.
All right.
Go ahead. Talk to her.
Mother Dragons.
Yes.
Tonight, darling, we are talking about our favorite baby making slow jam. What is your favorite?
Two songs that I'm going to mention, which would be Say Yes by Avant. And of course, Meeting in My Bedroom by Silk, of course.
Oh, yeah. I'm with both of them.
Both of them good. Yeah. Both of them. Oh, my God, both of them good.
Yeah, Both of them will get the party starting right away. Okay.
I know that's right. Those are both panty droppers too. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. I am trying to usher you to the microphone, but you have brought a disturbance in the force up here between these two lovely guys. I'm sitting in
as always.
You know,
as always.
I'm just playing
with my nipple ring, baby. Don't mind me.
No pressure.
I'm just enjoying the motherfucking look at you. I'm sorry. The fellow nigga was talking. My bad. I'm so sorry. Let me turn my mic up.
All right, Empress. As they say here, we're going to move out the way and allow you to go ahead on and get on down.
All right. This is a song I redid over, which is You Can Do Damage by Her. So here it goes. There ain't no question whether I'm emotionally invested. See, spiritually lifted by them tongues you be given. I'm open my eyes just for a second. And as I peer into your eyes, we are in trance with each other. You can do damage to her. Beat it like an 808 drum. Keep me coming and repeat. Levitate my whole entire body by the way that you speak. Mesmerize me with your eyes. Oh, I despise the way that she made you so absolutely spectacular. You are a work of art with a 10-gun salute. Repeatedly thrusting that I can think about how you make me feel when I called out to the universe. And when I came so many times, I had an out-of-body experience. And you can do damage to this mouth. In and out, made me gag on the massive size, face to face with that one eye. And when I realized the only pain that I feel from you is pleasure. What I feel inside is comets collide of our love splashing upon my mouth. You can do damage to the temporal lobe. The intelligence that you lavish, downloaded by the genetics, a gifted specimen in a world of so much madness. Feels so good to be given the magic that you can do damage. Yes, you can do damage. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Waiter, check please. No dessert. I got a meeting in my bedroom. All she's going to do is say yes. No dessert. Just bring me my daggone check. Thank you. What'd you say?
Jenny.
Don't worry about the damage I'm about to do. Don't worry about it. Just bring me my check.
Lord, Vinny. You put the man in boss mode.
Vinny. Yeah. Bring the guys over. We got to redo the bedroom. It's too small for what I'm about to do. Don't worry about the cost. We got insurance. I hate this. Hey, just bring the guys. I got to build a bigger room. Yes, the stuff I told you about last week. She did it.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll talk at the union meeting. I got stuff to do. Tell your business if my nipple rings are still on. Mind your business,
Vinny.
Tell your sister I said hi. And
I'm back. This revision to this piece is fire. I definitely remember this piece, the original version. And I'll be daggone if you didn't revise it and make it even that much more delicious.
Yeah. I appreciate it. What say
Absolutely.
You, J. Rob? What say you? What say you, J. Rob?
J. Rob say, I can't wait for the opportunity to say some things to you in person that you have only heard over the airwaves. I can't wait to whisper in your eardrum and recite your poetry to you the way I heard it. And I can't wait to prove to you that fire doesn't burn, but feels so goddamn good when I recite your poetry back to you. I can't wait. I'm just saying.
It's getting kind of.
You know what? I can't fault them for acting the way that they act, because you are a beautiful chocolate empress. But that piece, I love the way that you changed it up and made it your own. And that's a whole lot of damn happy endings to make you pass out. I mean, I came close but never actually passed out. Now, man, that was some kind of good. I love the piece. I really, really do. You've always been an amazing poet anyway. So that was sexy as hell too. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I thank you. I appreciate it. And I got one more glass to finish off while I'm listening to everybody else. So y'all can happily escort my ass to the dance floor because I'm done.
I'm not
escorting your ass any place. I'm walking real slow looking at, I'm sorry, man.
I was just going to say, you can go ahead and walk in front all you want. You know, I will escort the ass over there.
That's what I said.
That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. Might as well just go ahead and just say what we're going to do, because that's what we're going to do. But thank you so much
it's gonna be a time when we meet each other, when we all meet each other in person, right? That's what y'all saying?
Huh?
This is gonna be a time when we all meet each other. You got a choice to make. You have a choice. You either gonna like, you're gonna have to have some chocolate boy wonder, or you're gonna have to have some hazel eye deliciousness. The choice is gonna have to be yours.
Why can't I have both? I know her well.
She wants both.
I'm greedy. Why can't I have both?
If you have both, all I'm gonna say is please make sure your insurance covers what's coming.
It's covered.
I don't want no lawsuits.
All damages are covered.
Because Van and I would be like, sign here.
Yeah.
Sign here.
Yeah.
And there. And put your initials. Yeah. If you lose your mind, put your initials here.
That's all right there.
And sign here.
Yeah, absolutely.
But.
Can I turn that around? What if y'all lose y'all minds? Can I sign disclaimers? Because that has been known, right? That I could make y'all suffer.
I am already covered by insurance. My insurance will pay you for driving me insane.
Okay.
I love it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're good, and
we'll say thank you.
I know you will over and over again, but either way. I'm just letting you know.
This gets better and better. Thank you, Mother of Dragons. Thank you so
You're
much.
Welcome. You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, you got there right, one love, one mic. You got there right.
Lord have mercy. All right. We're going to keep this part going. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic happens to be one of our good brothers, one of my favorite poets. Some of y'all know him as Double A. Some of y'all know him as Anthony Arnold. But I like Kingpin. Welcome to the Get Down, my brother. How you feeling?
I'm doing quite well.
Good.
Excellent.
I am doing quite well. Got my menu planned for Christmas. And
nice.
I'm just chilling.
Nice.
Nice, bro.
Just chilling.
I dig that. I dig that. So big bro.
Yes.
Question. Because you're a man of very discriminating taste. Very educated, brother. Let's ask you the question. My good brother, what is your favorite baby making song?
I don't know if I have what you would say is a favorite. But see, I grew up during the time where that's all they made was baby making music. I mean,
come on now.
You have In Between the Sheets. You have
yes, come on now.
You have Stay by Jodeci.
Come on, bro.
You have Anything by Luther Vandross.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Teddy Pendergrass tell you straight out, flat out, turn the lights off.
Turn them off. Whoa, wait a minute.
There you go. In that aggressive tone. There you go.
So I mean, there were songs on top of songs on top of songs on top of songs, and you can't forget the man himself, Barry White.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
I'll take good care of you. That's
Ooh.
What a man is supposed to do.
Come on, bro.
And I'll be there for you all the time.
Yep.
Let your
Come on,
hand
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Let me get you in the mood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit of a tease.
Damn. I'm sorry. I didn't want to go this far. he's singing, and I'm looking at Mother Dragon, and I'm like, please don't stop, because it's about to get cold in here. I'm like, oh, that poor woman, she has no idea. I'm just saying.
Poor thing.
Well, my good brother. Considering that you have that type of IQ when it comes to slow jam, would you please bless the mic and get on down?
This is a piece called Her Soul. He took her breath away as he tasted every part of her. Her heart beat as if it was a drum. He spoke to her in a voice that rumbled like thunder. The best is yet to come. She found it hard to catch her breath. She felt her juices flow between her legs. He drank like a man dying of thirst. Her toes curled. Her legs shook. He slowly slid into her. Her eyes rolled back into her head. A deep moan escaped from her lips. She said, I need more. He didn't disappoint. He stroked her harder, faster. She felt her sheets let go. She didn't care. Don't stop. Don't stop. You better not stop. He didn't stop. He went just that much harder. The feeling came from deep down. She couldn't stop if she wanted to. A scream erupted from inside. Her consciousness and her soul floated away from her. She awoke to a kiss from a rose. He lay next to her, his breath rumbling like a lion. She couldn't believe what had just happened. She began to smile as she plotted her revenge. And that's that piece.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Man, listen.
That is what's up. What say you, Van Metal?
Hey, man, this was, you know, it was something about his cadence for me on this one. That was just amazing, bro. It's just like the content was great as always, but the way that you delivered this just drew me in that much more. And, hey, man, I love this piece, man. I love this piece. La Perla Negra.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I agree with Poetic. Your cadence, the way you took your time, the perfect pauses, this is a hell of a love-making piece right here. And Miss Thang, be careful with her, whoever she is, plotting her revenge. My goodness. I love this, man. I really, really dug this a lot. Stay well.
Thank you, Moore.
For me, the cadence set the tone, but it's the story of how he put this piece of poetry together that I was like, you know what? I like this. And the fact that you slowed this down, and you already got the melody to Secret Garden in my head, so I'm hearing that as you're spitting this, and I'm like, oh, that ain't right. Oh, that ain't right. He making this poem do what it do. You ain't right. You, man, listen. This was pitch perfect. And you set us up with the song and how you delivered it. Made this piece absolutely perfect for me. This I love.
Yeah.
Extremely.
I appreciate it. I don't do write erotic stuff that much anymore. I used to do it a lot. But I'll dabble here and there, and this is actually the first part of a trilogy.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
Wow, I'm looking forward to reading this.
Nice. Oh yeah.
Okay.
I will put all three in the event page.
My man.
Yes, no. Please and thank you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's decent.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right, Kingpin.
That's what I'm saying.
We appreciate
Thank
you,
bro.
We're going to get you over to the dance floor so you can stick around and, you know, do what it is you do. I hope you got the devices that you need tonight because it's live over there tonight. Okay,
my man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
One love for Mike Double G, Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin, on his way to the dance floor. Ooh, that's my brother right there. Man, y'all hear what he just did?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He, that brother is nothing to play with. Mm-mm.
Oh, he's not.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That brother writes really, really well and puts that poetry together like something different.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Without question. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have Epiphany's own one half host of King and Queen's Quarters, we have Queen Simmons. Hey, sweetie. Welcome to the Get Down.
Hey, guys. How is everybody doing tonight?
There you go.
Diva, how's it going? Are you having a good time?
Oh, immensely enjoying myself.
Lucky, lucky.
I am.
Lucky,
I am lucky.
Lady. Mm-hmm. How you guys doing? Hey, J-Rob.
Well, hello, hello, hello. One of the dedicated to one of the reasons why we have a Black Boudoir poetry series. Hey,
oh,
queen.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. If that magnificent poetry, I had anything to do with it, I am honored. Thank you very much.
Girl.
Thank you for writing it.
Yes, yes.
Sexy stuff right there. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Yes.
Indeed. So tonight you guys are talking about music, and I'm over here tripping because I love music. I feel like music sets the tone of everything.
Yeah.
It, like, puts more color into every experience. I really love it. So I have a lot of opinions, and you guys are hitting a lot of my favorites. I'm loving it. Definitely loving the nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would it be nostalgia because of the length of time in which they came out, or would it be nostalgia because you still like those songs after all these years?
It's nostalgia because the songs hit so different that they are tied to an experience.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You kind of reanimate it, and I'm like, oh, yes, 1996, summer 96, you know. But I'm not going to, okay.
Duena.
Anyway.
Girl, don't start.
I won't start. All right. But you guys, like I was saying, you guys picked a lot of the ones. But I'm going to give you guys some that I like.
Go
and it's a little all over the place.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you I missed the first few minutes of the show. I'm sorry. So I don't know if you played this one, but it's definitely a banger, a baby-making song. Adore by Prince.
Absolutely.
Oh,
cool.
That one?
Yes, God. But yes,
okay.
God.
All right.
Yes,
all right.
God.
Okay. Yes, okay.
Yes.
Say Yes by Floetry.
Yes, we
oh
played
my
that.
God,
no, we didn't play that.
Okay.
We didn't play that. We talked about it.
No, it's in your bed, Pete.
Okay.
It's in your bed, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's on time out, but you can't tell me Imagine That by R. Kelly is not an absolute moment.
You know what? Imagine
the
That is
the
great.
The beat goes up and the tempo goes up. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Mm-hmm. I know we're doing time out, but those of you that don't know, that Chocolate Factory CD was a two-disc CD set. And that second CD?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm done. Because R. Kelly got a lot of songs, y'all. He got a lot of songs.
Oh, my God.
Because we could go back to the very beginning and play Honey Love. Say what now? Don't get me started.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just had to put that out there. I'm sorry for you non-R. Kelly fans because of his personal life. I get it. But his contribution to the music scene,
right. That's how
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Simmons. Allegedly. But go ahead, Queen Simmons.
Okay, some other ones. Moving on. We're going to stray away from that and keep the... All right. How about Nothing Even Matters by Lauryn Hill, and I think I forget who the guy was on there.
Oh, God.
That was D'Angelo.
Yeah.
I mean, he
okay,
got some stuff, too, now. He got some stuff, too, now.
He does. Yes. How about Inside My Love by Minnie Riperton?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, 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 yes.
Ooh.
That one right there is, oh, that's baby making music,
Lord,
for sure.
Hammer.
And one that's a little off. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That's
what what off beat, baby?
Pork Pie Hat by Mingus.
Mm. Okay.
You have to hear it. You got to hear it. Oh, my God.
You got to hear it. You
got
to hear it.
You got to.
Ooh. You got to send me that one.
Okay.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh.
Check out the event page.
Okay.
Oh,
it's up there. All right.
Yeah, that's a dope one.
By Charlie Mingus.
Charlie Mingus. That's right. Whew.
You know. See, this is how I could tell some of y'all don't pay attention to the event page. Because I done played this joint.
He done played that joint a couple times.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about y'all, but that whole Love Jones soundtrack is baby making music. I don't know what you're talking about.
Soundtrack.
That is so true, my God.
Inside My Love is on that joint. Yes, it is.
Y'all gonna
get me in trouble. I gotta work in the morning, y'all. Y'all gonna get me in trouble. I gotta work in the morning. Okay?
Accept your fate, sir. You accept your fate.
No, that last day before a long weekend is very hard. You need to get to bed. All right.
No, baby, I ain't talking about going to bed. Hello, somebody out there.
That part.
Somebody called
okay.
it.
Okay.
That's why I said you accept your fate, sir. You accept your fate.
Oh, Lord.
Now that we've gotten your song, what piece would you like to lay on us tonight?
Okay, I'm going to do this. It's a short one. I'll do this one really quick. Oh, yeah, so funny. Okay. All right. I was confused since there was no music. This time, it's quiet now. The concert of a dressing gown of formalities and duties bound. The indulgence in the silent sounds of a moment found, or better yet, a moment we made manifest like the cropping up of goose flesh, a symphony of anxiousness, the sudden stop of hitched breath, the fear of what would come next, the fullness were once with emptiness, but still there was no music, not a note, louder than my raging thoughts, prouder than the fight I fought, a battle that I quickly lost, or better yet, I forfeited, surrendered to the silence, the rustling off of heavy clothes, the helping off of heavy loads, a loss of self and all control. I'm surprised there was no music, though, but the silence filled me through the way my body filled the room, as under your full gaze I bloom, the way your manhood filled my womb, the way my ocean overflowed, lost breath to the point of crescendo, your kiss sublime and subliminal made music in my mental, my racing heartbeat on the bass, as you wrap one arm around my waist and your other arm around my throat. Damn, there should be music though. There ought to be some subtle notes to round out growls and feral moans to give these pleasure flesh and bone. Every time my song came on, I'd be reminded of your touch, the little stuff that meant so much. I don't want one sense to go to waste, the recollection of your skin's taste or how you looked across my bed, fully spent and fully fed. I need a song to recollect the disrespect that I did to the dialect when I spit every epithet. It sounded like an exorcist, but my lover wasn't finished yet. Maybe if there had been music, I wouldn't need these blanket excuses. When someone asked me what I'm doing, I wish a song could explain it to them. I want to let a record play to say the things I want to say, replay the moment before they fade of the beautiful messes that we made. The memory of your sweet caress, you've pushed my limits to the test. your fist in my dreads, your teeth in my neck, going in and out of tenderness. I wish I could dance in a moment so sublime, but there was no music this time. And that's that piece.
Wow.
So you just came in here to show off. That's what I'm getting. I'm sorry for talking first, Joe, but this was on my heart. She's like, oh my sweet Jesus, I'm tongue tied. I gotta stop playing with my nipple ring. She was like bite on my neck, the in and out, the whole passion, the fashion, the whole. Oh my God! I'm like, sweet baby Jesus, y'all gotta find your own queen, because this type of poetry's not even on that kind of scene. She's just telling you what it's supposed to be, but she's spitting all kinds of real sexy poetry. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I got out of hand. My bad. My bad.
Let him move you. Let him use you.
My bad. My bad. My bad.
Thank you.
La Perla Negra, my bad. Please forgive me. Queen Simmons, please forgive me, but you took me there. You took me there.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
My bad. La Perla Negra.
I loved it. It was that very last line for me. There was no music playing time. That right there was the whole piece for me. Oh, my God. And you know I am fan of your poetry, girl. You know it. That very last line. Oh my God. I love that piece. Girl, yeah, you be showing off sometimes. Sometimes you be showing off. Yes. But I love it, man. Either way. Poetic.
Well, Queen Simmons know how I feel about her poetry. She knows how I feel about her degree. She knows how I feel about her baby making music choices. It ain't really too much I could say. But I will say this. That was some hot ink. And it's something about the way you be spitting your ish.
Thank you.
Get me in trouble. Hey, Queen Simmons. Before we usher you over to the dance floor, can you let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio?
Hold it. Before you tell them what you got going on, could you please, for me and Van, could you please talk slow? Don't ask why. Just talk slow. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I love you guys. You're so funny. You're in the suit too much. It's hard. How do you keep your composure around here with Perla Negra? It's so
girl, I'm just sitting back and just taking
so
it all in.
Oh, God. Sorry. I want to let you guys know. So Monday night, 9 p.m., right here on Epiphany Radio Universe, we, on King and Queen's Corners, we are going to be talking about the gift of living. That's the topic of discussion. So, you know, we'd love to hear your poetic perspectives on that. So we'll do 9 p.m. on Monday right here on Epiphany Radio Universe. Back to you guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you now getting over to Get Down Dance Floor, and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ooh,
wee.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, next
that's
Mike,
your friend.
That is my friend. I will gladly accept and claim that one as my friend. Absolutely. But we're going to go from Queen Simmons, La Perla Negra, to Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, Diva? You the meat in this world up chocolate sandwich tonight.
Oh, yeah, they got me. But I'm gladly.
What's going on, Jay Rob? You awfully quiet over there.
I just like listening. Don't mind me, girl. I'm someplace different right about now. Hey, Miss Lips. Hey, before you say anything else, lovely girl, allow me to please say thank you for the beautiful verbiage that you have given the Black Poetry Series.
That is amazing. Boudoir, that series is so smoking.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
I have enjoyed the ride. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, this has been a labor of love, and part 10 is about to drop, so this will be a Christmas present for listeners, and I'm hoping you'll dig where this one is going.
Absolutely.
So this has been pretty cool, so thank you for that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Van Meadows.
Miss Lips, we talk about baby making slow jams. Tonight we want to know, what is your favorite baby making slow jam?
Some of the stuff that Queen said a while ago is some of my stuff, especially that D'Angelo and Lauryn Hill, that piece is amazing. But I'm kind of old school, and I like obscure stuff. So I'm thinking Miles J, I Weep for You.
Ooh. Mm. Mm.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite pieces. But now I have a special also here. And La Perla Negra has heard this piece that I got for you guys tonight. But the song that goes with our soundtrack is Make It Last Forever by Keith Sweat. This piece this piece I'm about to give you is my own story. My first husband has returned to my life. We hadn't seen each other in 34 years, and we reunited when all of us were in Atlanta. And the flame is still there, and we're working on rekindling it. And this piece I have for you tonight is our story.
Well, go ahead and get on down.
I called the piece Alternate Universe. You have existed in my mind's eye for ages, omnipresent, a secret part of my life lost to foreign controls, claiming to know what was best for us. Robbed of our alternate universe, where we were happy and free, never knowing the knowing we knew in each other's embrace, only glimpses of memories now long past. But Providence stepped in, handed us favor, allowing us a chance for recompense. Standing on the rubble of what once was, with a renewed chance to find innocence lost to carnal pleasures of a love that lay dormant for decades. Life kept us just outside each other's circles, now reconverged with new obstacles, but greater knowledge of how we were once destroyed. And this time, the vows we make are ours alone, held within the hallowed spaces of our hearts, never to be broken again. So come to me. Speak scriptures upon my altar before you enter my temple. Give penance to creation for blessing us with hearts and minds that held steadfast through time, singing praises for the connection that arouses us. Quench your thirst in my heavenly waters and let them cleanse away all past transgressions, and feast on the sacrament of how we began in remembrance of we. Then
Let me feel your stiffness pressed upon my velvet treasure. Mash your manhood onto my clit, tete-a-tete, and our brainstorm, and feel the slip and slide of my tide before you dive into the warmth of my ocean. And once inside, swim slowly upstream. Explore all my hidden places. Search all the spaces you've already known. Mine diamonds from my valley with every pining stroke. As you delve into my fullness, fall back into youthful unknowing as we journey into who we once were. Reclaim the wide-eyed innocence of the love we had then and move me in ways we had not yet learned. Recapturing what it was when our love was pliable, stretching to fit every new experience. Use your full wingspan to engulf me into your safety as we journey back to ecstasy. I need to feel the pleasured pain of your full length deep in the darkness of my inner sanctum and relive the complete abandon of being yours alone. Let's forget time and return to the last moments you held me, caressed to your chest, staring into my eyes as you felt me for the first time, seeing newfound ecstasy in your expression. Cry into me with open emotions. Be all the man you are and yield to your heart. Take me as you remember me and see the girl you once knew as your only. Even as time has shuttled that moment to the past, because you knew me like no other could. Let me show you all the love I've harbored these decades, give you all the pleasures of the things I've learned, but wished you were the only one to know them. Lay within me. I am your home. And when the morning comes and reality bites, take my tears as blessed rain. Wash your face in them and know that this love never ended. Just return to our reality and assured that this moment is all that was real in our alternate universe. I'm Lip and you've just been serviced.
La Perla Negra.
I loved it when I heard it before and I love it even more now. It's the way that you paint a picture, Eva. You give a visual, and I see it. I just see, and I can hear and almost smell the atmosphere. But, yeah, look, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can't repeat certain lines in there. It's a family program. I love it. I do. I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing work. Amazing. Poetic.
Yeah, I love this piece too. Speaks to the love, you know, after hearing it. If you don't want to make babies, something wrong with you. I mean, hey. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby, you look, what? You know what? Why, son? What you got, bro?
The whole time she's doing this piece, I'm hearing Patty Austin and James Ingram sing Baby Come to Me. Because it just fits this particular piece. And since she gave us the backstory, that song to this piece just makes more sense. So it's my hope that someday we get to hear this piece again with that playing in the background. Mm-hmm. And all you're hearing is Patty Austin with that Baby Come to Me. That's dope. That's just absolutely dope. Because it fits the storyline.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
I love it.
Thank you, guys.
Now,
I appreciate y'all, and I've missed you, but it's been crazy lately.
Well, welcome
back.
It's going to
be all right, though.
Yeah, the universe was trying to conspire against me. My phone wouldn't connect, and I was looking for my old phone, and I couldn't find it, and it took me like an hour to find it. That's why, and I didn't dial in until like after the first hour, because I was searching the house everywhere for my old phone.
Miss Lips, all that don't matter. What matters is, that don't matter. What matters is you're here.
Right.
I don't care how you got here. You're here. I don't even care if you need a carrier pigeon, baby, you're here. Whatever it was, it got you. You're here. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Van Meadows.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and get you on over to that Get Down dance floor so you can continue partying out there. And one love. All one
right.
Night.
One love, one light.
All right. Got that signature kiss out the way. Next up on the mic, we have me, Caribbean Bretta. Ed Burks is on the line. What's good with you, me Bretta?
Yeah, man. Everything cool, man. What's going on?
Doing good, bro.
What's a guan, brother? What's a guan?
Yeah, man. Bretta. Yeah, man. Me day, y'all friendly. Yeah, man. Cool, man.
Pearl and Ninja. You talk to Bretta.
Yes, talk to Bretta.
I most certainly can. Good evening, good evening. How are you tonight?
Yeah, man, everything cool, sister. Everything over there.
Everything, Irie.
Yeah, man. Just wrap it up. Yeah, man, this is a local show, man. Fire, man. Real fire. Nice show, everyone.
Thank you, me Bretta.
Thank you.
Thank you. So tonight, we are talking about baby making slow jams. What is your favorite baby making slow jam?
Now, you know what? Me had to think about that because I have, you know, Caribbean thing and we have the American thing. So I'm going to do the Caribbean thing. It's by Cobra Flexin. Time to have sex.
Ooh. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Time to have sex. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah, man. You can't.
That's a slow grind.
Baby,
yeah, we're going to make some babies with that.
We definitely making babies with that jam. But,
yes.
My God. You ain't
my
never lied.
You can't make a baby. If you can't make a baby with that song, you need to go to the doctor to get a checkup, man.
Facts.
Yes.
Facts.
Tell
yeah, because things get flowing with that song. Oh, yes. That's a slow wine hip grind song. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That song is classic. That's the one.
Studio.
Right?
Yes, sir.
All right. You like that, right?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You done came up in here and started some mess. Ed.
Yes,
all
right.
So,
okay,
well, yes. All right, we're going to back out the way and give you the mic, and you can go ahead on and get down.
Yeah, man, cool. Me set the real fast. This here is coming from a Caribbean, the view of eroticism, see? And so... it's self-explanatory, so me gonna go with it. Me fantasize about pleasuring you. Erotic fantasies flows to me mind. Fantasies rub your backside with coconut oil. Inhale your kisses of mango sweet wine. You excite down by your mind with your quiet whispers. The slow sensual way you slurp by and die. The passionate way you kiss me lips, the sweet scent between your warm thighs. We fantasize about blessing, about you blessing I and I, slurp and stroking me nice, skillfully slow, will be our soundtrack for love. Whispers will elevate our mortal souls. The fantasies of you are sexually visual, of the naked palmy couch with your legs open wide, with you staring hungrily into me mind, revealing to me your warm, sweet, wet surprise. The fantasies have you submissive to Iron Diamond Scene. Your blindfolded, handcuffed, me sexual slave. The blindfold heightened your sexual senses, make you submissively whisper me name. Me fantasize about your body of pleasures, the sweetness of your slow tongue kiss, the magnitude of your negroid beauty, the sheer pleasures of our 69 bliss. Me fantasize by flying deep inside your vibe. Me fantasize of fucking a jasmine inside your mind. Me fantasize of your body bringing intense pleasures, drinking your kisses of sweet cherry wine. Amen. In peace.
Ooh.
Amen. Amen.
Brother came through to make the mic drip. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brethren.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Big respect, man.
Respect. Big respect, indeed.
Yeah, man.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You know what? It's something about that island love, that accent. I had an island man, and it's Lord, the energy is just different. The atmosphere,
yeah,
the breeze on your body, the smell of the water, the sound, everything is just is different. And you said, what about the jasmine in her mind? What did you want to do? Say it again.
Fuck the jasmine in her mind.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Coming up in here starting stuff. It's all right. I like that piece. I like that piece.
Yeah, man.
The accent is, oh, Lord, I'm trying to behave. I'm sleepy.
Yes,
I love it.
Yes, yes.
Love
you, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Thank you, my love. Appreciate this.
Poetic.
Oh, man. Me, brother. You know I'm a
yes,
huge
sir.
Fan of your work, bro. Huge fan of your work. Hey, man, and I'm gonna need you to come through more often, bro, because we need to hear your island vibes, man. You add a whole
mm-hmm.
different element to the community, man, and there's not many like you that come through, man. So, cause you dope, bro, and this piece, man. Oh my God, this piece. Imagine this piece playing, you spitting this piece with that song playing in the background, bruh.
No, I could do that shit too, man. I could get the idea.
Phenomenal, bro. Phenomenal, bro.
Oh,
do that.
Thank you,
brother.
That. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, man. I appreciate everyone. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Wise son.
Listen, there's absolutely no reason why I can't tell you how much of a fan I am of this man here. When he comes through, you know what you're about to get. You just have no idea exactly how he's going to put it together to deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
This is a prime example of how beautiful that melody of poetry becomes when this brother puts pen to paper and shares that gift with you. I salute to you, brethren. This is absolutely
yes,
awesome. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Bless up every time, Shane.
Bless up, sir. Bless up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you hanging out with us, man, and dropping that dopeness on us. Now we'll get you over to the dance floor, man. The DJ done switched it up. He said he's going to put that Cobra song on, man. So, Blicks. Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Man. One love, one mic, bro.
Yeah, man.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, man. I like something big up.
I'm sorry, bro. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, finish your clothes,
no,
bro.
No, man. I'm just saying to the sister, right, to the queen over there, large respect to her, man. This poetry is all about black woman. And, you know, I just want you to know that I appreciate and love all of you out there. So, you know what I'm saying? Trust me.
Absolutely.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
One love.
Ed Berkshaw.
No.
Soul Twins from the ONE Network. Me, Bretta. Man.
Yes.
Oh,
I might have to steal that line, y'all.
You might
about
have
getting
to. That's
in Jasmine of my mind. Shit. Damn.
Hey. It's fitting to go down right now, Jay. It's fitting to go down right now. It's fitting to go down right now.
Coming to the mic.
And this kind of topic right here. Wait till we get
this is his wheelhouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is definitely his wheelhouse. Next up on the mic, our brother, Jay Walker, is in the building. What's good with you, bro?
Hey.
What's good? What's good, young people?
Hey.
What's going on?
What's happening, big bro?
What's happening, bro?
I'm not talking to you right now. I'm not friends with you for the next two minutes.
Hey, so me and him been going back and forth this last about the last 10 minutes. So, you know, y'all I'm gonna spill a bit. So, and then y'all was talking about R. Kelly. See, y'all didn't hear him. His slick ass slid in. He peeing on your keys.
Yeah,
so
I heard him. He talking about he pee on children.
Yeah, you know. So I hit his mother on Messenger.
Sitting in the corner, just mad.
He peed on children. Right. He did.
Yeah. So
he tried
to slide that in. Like, didn't nobody hear him, and didn't nobody acknowledge him. So I hit him up on Messenger, and I was like, hey, that nigga ain't never peed on me. So nigga, turn that shit up.
My man. Oh, man.
So he ain't talking to me right now, so we good, yeah. You know. That's my brother. You know, we go through this once a week at least.
Oh, y'all don't know. It took everything in me not to laugh out loud when he hit me with that. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. That nigga ain't never peed on me. Play that music.
Right.
Hey, turn it up. It is what it is. You know, we just, you know, 12 play ain't never did shit to nobody.
No.
Oh, my God. He said,
well, please.
That nigga ain't gonna feed on me.
I mean, it is what it is. He locked up for his crimes, but that music ain't locked up. Turn that shit up. That's all I'm saying.
That nigga ain't feed on me. J. Rob, you mind your business.
So, man, he
was on timeout for 2 minutes because that shit was hilarious. I'm like, I'm not friends with you for 2 minutes.
Yeah, you know, this happened weekly, man. We kind of had these moments
it's
when we don't
good.
Talk. And, it, you know, it's always provoked by him. Have you noticed that, though? And Donna said it. Donna said it. Let's wait for it, baby. Donna said it. Donna said
it. That story has such a slant to it.
No, we waiting. Don't go ahead.
However, before I go any further in defending my honor, let me say this. The nine pieces of eight was some incredible writing. Was some absolutely incredible writing.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
I appreciate it, man. Those pieces, man, I won't say came out of nowhere, but I will say it came from a place, man, that somewhat untapped, you know, and I very seldom dip into that well. I write a little bit, but, you know, sometimes, man, you have to go a little deeper. And what you've been doing over the last week or so, 2 weeks, man, you've been putting so much great literature out there, and I'm going to call it literature because that's exactly what it is.
Wow.
You've been putting so much great poetry out there, man. you know, if you read it and didn't want to step your writing game up, then shame on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'll tell you on that.
Salute, King. Salute.
So, man, I was definitely read some of your pieces, and I was like, hey, let me dip my pen over here a little bit and see what comes out of it. And, man, so I say thank you for your pieces. They're still ongoing. I stopped because I was like, man, I ain't finna keep going on with this brother because he'll be doing this shit for 2 more years.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
It's a labor of love.
I'm going to tell you, man.
You know, so.
me and Jay, we talked about this yesterday. And I told him, I said, I purposely didn't write to it, any of it yet, yours or his, because for once, I just wanted to sit back and soak in some beautiful poetry. And as I was reading his and then I'm reading yours, I'm like, man, I'm like, this right here is beautiful. And I'm just like, I was having my moments like, dang it, I wish I'd have thought of that line. Dang it, I wish I'd have thought of that line. But, man, listen, y'all, Jay, killed it. You killed it.
Man.
You came back with your series, and I was like, what? I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
I said, wait. I said, nope. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to soak it in. I'm going to enjoy what these brothers is writing, and I'm going to just be diligent and soaking up the words, soaking up the intent, soaking up the love, that's the labor of love that y'all poured into the pieces. Because, bruh, phenomenal. Oh,
man, and, you know, and I really go back to that, man, the way they, and you know, and I'm speaking on my pen, and I know J-Rob can speak on his, man. It was to the point, man. What these series meant to me, what he wrote and what I wrote, it's what's missing in R&B right now. You know,
yes.
where men wasn't afraid to put their feelings on the line for a woman. Now it's, you know. Now the R&B is they think they rappers, they talking to women like, you know, worse than you talk about a dog on the street, man. So this right here, man, brought it back to the essence of what this entire show is about, man, the slow jam R&B. Because if you read it, you can read this stuff listening to some old school R&B or listening to your favorite R&B music.
I'm gonna tell you, La Pearl at Negra. This is what it sounded like to me as I was reading each pieces and stuff. I felt like J-Rob was JoJo, and J-Walk was KC, and that was just their individual verses in between the song. Cause that's what y'all was doing, man. Y'all, man. And then y'all had a cameo by Sincere from Los Angeles. He popped up in there and he acted like he was Devontae or Mr. Dalvin, just trying to get a piece.
Right. Yeah.
And,
you know that.
Hey, man,
it inspired me to write a piece. Oh, yeah. And the piece that I wrote is going in. I'm writing a book. I'm working on a book. And the piece that I wrote, it fits perfectly in between chapter 11 and chapter 13, somewhere in there, but it's going in there. Okay, so what y'all are doing is letting us know that men do love, and they have no problem. It's okay for them to express that love. There are still men out there that do express their love effortlessly for that woman, without any apprehension or fear. I love it, man. I can't stay away from it. And poetic, I'm gonna see how long it lasts. Where you gonna keep your pen away from paper? And I know you're gonna get in. I think you are. You ain't fooling nobody.
Hey,
I'm just reading, just trying to see where I fit in. That's all. I'm just trying to see where I fit in, because you know, because them two brothers, they're ink, man. Their ink is great. I'm just trying to see where I fit in. That's all. You know, I might come in with a
just get on in there. You sit. I know, right?
Hey, but look, J-Walk, bro, because we're running out of time, and I want to make sure that we get you in here. So, my brother, what is your favorite baby making slow jam?
Man, you know what? It's so many, because we grew up in an era of being on the phone, sleep. Which are you sleep? Nah, I'm sleeping, but I ain't sleep. And you got that music playing in the background. You got the Keith Sweat, How Deep Is Your Love. You got the H-Town Knocking Boots going. And I'm going to throw this out there because nobody said this tonight, and I was waiting for it. You got the Tony. It Never Rains in Southern California.
Oh, my God.
You right.
When that beat come on, before the singing even start, that beat come on, you like, shit.
Yeah.
That's why I put that Force MVs in that last piece. So you heard that piano playing before the vocals kick in, you're like, okay, I'm in that tender love moment. But yes sir. You hit the nail right on the head with that.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Hey, since we're running out of time, let's get on down a little bit.
Yeah, man, go ahead, get on down.
I bet. So this joint is, I was actually sitting back listening to Floetry, Getting Late. And so this is a tribute. So, candles burning half lit. It's getting late, and you grinding all up on it. Against me, lady, girl, don't start that shit. Cause I'll bring it to you like a trucker at Flood Ruckus. Is that a smile with a little chuckle? Hey, should I stay or should I leave? See, I'm an alpha male. When I grab your hand, I'm gonna take the lead. So will you resist or will you follow my lead? Hold my breath while I'm sinking down to my knees. Deep dives in your seven seas. Deep stroking. See, I'm going to make you sing. Pussy wet. I'm going to make it cry for me. Give you something that you ain't never seen. See, you've never seen a rebirth of love. So now do you believe? See, there's no pressure to give you pressure. You're well worth it, so I'll wait. But tell me something, because it's really getting late. Should I go or should I stay? I can segregate your thighs or, you know, like to separate. Like a serpent sliding up in your Garden of Eden as I pull into your galaxy. Thirsty, trying to make it rain while I suck on your sunflower seed. Search deep inside your forbidden fruit, trying to get that nectar. Hold me tight, girl, grab my neck. See, flowers need water to grow. And you're wet like an ocean, and I'm rowing this boat gently down the stream as you scream. I'm getting ahead of myself, you know, because the imagination is a powerful thing. That's that piece.
Yes, the imagination is a very powerful thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Go ahead, La Perla Negra.
That was, you know, Jay, I'm a fan of it. I really am. And the women that you speak of when you write your pieces, they bring a certain energy that you could feel coming off of them. When they are coming at you, man, the piece is dope, and I love it. Wow.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, you already know I'm a fan of your work, man, and this piece right here demonstrates the skill of your pen. You know, because within this piece, you went erotic, you went full graphic, and you threw in some love as well. And Hey, man, I dug this piece, man. It's this, and the way that you delivered it, bro. Hey, man.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. What you trying to tell these R&B cats today, bro, by delivering it like that? What you trying to tell them, bro?
Hey, man, you know, you got to take it back to the essence. I tell you what. So when you listen to the R. Kelly's and the Aaron Hall's, you hear a little Charlie Wilson from God. You know what I mean? So, I mean,
yeah.
Charlie Wilson from the God Band, my bad. So, you know, everybody that in the mid-80s and 90s looked up to someone before them, who are the R&B cats now looking up to rappers? And that shit ain't right.
Yeah. Yeah, I can get that.
So,
why, son,
you know,
you
man, take it.
No, let the brother finish what he said.
I mean, you know, and that's what I and that's the point. You know, even when I write, man, I look up to you guys. So everybody, go back, take it back to the essence. When even in R&B and writing, man, take it to someone to enhance your vision and what you're trying to get out to the world.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
What I will say is that I hear the melody in this. Up here in New York, there's a brother who plays chess. And I'll be very quick because I know we run out of time. But he plays 6 different chess games at one time. He walks up and down the street. Yeah. He walks up and down the street playing 6 different games of chess, moving one piece at a time. But what Jay Walk did is the same thing. Like you said, Van, he went erotic, he went hardcore, he went soft, he went R&B, he went soft jam, came back to it. He did the entire gambit of that in one shot. And it just brought me to what this brother does in Harlem. And I got to salute you on your piece, bro. Again. Salute to the piece, because this was absolutely dope in my opinion. Thank you.
Man, hey, I appreciate it. Now, man, you know, after that that 9 pieces of 8, I'm sitting back like, damn, what's next? You know what I mean? What's next? What you got?
I got a concept for you. I'm going to hit you up after the show. But we're about to run out of time, so let me advance this out
absolutely.
Real quick. But I got something for you.
For sure, man. Peace. One love,
right,
one Mike.
One love, one Mike.
Salute to you, big bro.
Salute, King. Ladies and gentlemen,
sure.
Our good brother Jay Walk coming in here, tearing it down like he do. Lord have mercy. So
R. Kelly did pee on people.
Allegedly. We're gonna go. Last words, we're going to start 1 minute each. La Perla Negra, you first.
I want to thank you for pulling me in here and holding me hostage. It's actually the best threesome I've ever had, and I've had some.
Woo.
But I really, really, I really, really enjoyed my time spent here. You know, you guys, I'm a fan of both of you, and you, the synergy between you is unparalleled. Like I always say, you always give a great show, and I love you guys. Back to y'all.
Why, son?
One, thank you, Van. 2, thank you, Pearl. 3, thank you to the callers. 4. I appreciate every single one of you for what you do for me poetically. And 5, happy birthday, happy heavenly birthday, Pop. Keep watching over the family. And I love every single one of you, and there's nothing you could do about it. Van Meadows.
La Perla Negra, thank you for hanging out with us. We appreciate you and your presence and everything that you brought to tonight's show. You're very dynamic, and we needed your perspective tonight, so I thank you for allowing me to hold you hostage and for us to have this threesome. I loved it. One of the best I've ever had. Why, son, my good brother.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for all that you do, man, and your craft and your skill as always. To the poets, the callers, the listeners, hey, without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. We appreciate you, and we love you as well. Tomorrow night, join me as Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently, returns to its normal day and time on a Friday night for maybe one or two shows. We don't know. We'll see how it goes. But Saturday night's going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla Negra. There will be no show Sunday night because it's Christmas. I don't even know if she's going to do a show on Saturday because it's Christmas Eve. It's
no,
up to
no,
her.
No, no,
but,
no, show. No show. No show.
But Monday night,
no
King
show.
And Queen's Quarters will be back. Okay, no show. Queen Quarters will be back. Tuesday night, I kind of think my hobby thought he was taking a night off or something like that. That's what it sounded like when he did his stuff. I don't know. But Tuesday night, I don't know if he's going to have a show, but we'll see what he's doing. You know, he never really knows. Wednesday night, you know what it is, Erotic Love Zone. And the next Thursday is the last Get Down of the year, and it is the Get Down Awards show. So make sure y'all tune in.
Yeah.
One love, one mic. Peace.
One love, one mic.
Peace.